prayer and meditation, one of the main keys to the five keys to health. When we talk about healthy nerve supply, exercise, nutrition, sufficient rest, and prayer and meditation, people forget to pray and meditate. And I'm going to explain why, because this is going to be changing your mental focus. And there's a couple of things when you're meditating. What you're doing, you're calming down, you're deep breathing, and you're initiating the parasympathetic nervous system. There's also a way that you can change your mindset by doing what's called neurolinguistic programming. Prayer and meditation is a way to connect with a universal intelligence, whatever name you call God. If you realize that there's an innate, inborn intelligence in your body, and how we express that innate intelligence, but there's also a universal intelligence. And the universal intelligence is all around us. And it's similar to what Star Wars would call the Force. Some people will call it the string theory. But there is an energy around us. And prayer and meditation connects with that energy. This is why some cultures pray daily, pray 4 or 5 times a day. Some cultures will use beads to say the name of God multiple times a day. And what that does is it gets you connected to a source greater than yourself. Well, imagine if we were all one energy, if we were all an energy type being. And that's what science is now going towards, is that our body is more energy than matter. And what prayer and meditation does, it actually allows you to connect to that energy. Physiologically, when you're in a prayer and meditative state, you're actually stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is what does the healing and reverses disease and regenerates tissue. It's phenomenally important. But given that prayer and meditation, there's a lot of times when your brain is overactive. And this goes, because a lot of people will say, gee, doc, I can't ever get into a meditative state. I keep thinking about work. I keep thinking about my family or business or wife or girlfriend. Don't ever let them meet. Okay, so when you look at this, that meditative state, it can be interrupted by an emotional state. And the emotions are chemicals secreted by how the brain perceives the environment. So when you look at this, your brain is going to perceive the environment based on your history. And just like a tennis player would practice, you know, seeing that ball and swinging the racket, they're going to develop certain neuronal connections so their hand-eye coordination are on a professional level. Well, I'm going to show you how to change your brain wiring just like practice in tennis, and it's going to involve 10 minutes, 3 times a day. And we're going to do what's called neurolinguistic programming. Neurolinguistic programming is where you can rewire your brain. Now, it involves a couple of things. It involves body posture, intonation, breathing, and volume. And you'll see on our website a handout that has actually 2 boxes of people's self-talk, because we all talk to ourselves about, you know, everything during the day. And if you've been in a chronic disease state or a chronic health challenge state, your brain is going to be secreting a consistent emotional chemicals, because emotions are chemicals and your body responds on a cellular basis. So changing that state is not the most vital component. It is a vital component. So when we talk about nerve supply, exercise, nutrition, rest, and prayer and meditation, this is when we get that mindset change to change our emotional state, which is going to change the chemicals that your brain secretes under that emotional state and change how your body responds. So what does it involve? 10 minutes, 3 times a day. Body posture, volume, intonation, and breathing. This means that you're sitting up in your chair, chin up. What does that do? That puts a curve in your neck. It shortens the length of the spinal cord. It increases dopamine production and allows you to take deep breathing. Deep breaths are going to be hugely important to a healthy mental and healthy physical attitude. So body posture, sit up straight. chest out, chin up. Deep breathe through your diaphragm. So when you deep breathe, your stomach comes out. You blow out, your stomach goes in. So you're getting that diaphragmatic breathing. So you're oxygenating your cells down to the, I mean, literally down to your core. And then you use volume and intonation. Now we're going to use an exercise called I Am. Now I Am is very, very powerful to imprint a message on your neurons. Like if you say, I am sick, I am diseased, I am diabetic, I have rheumatoid arthritis, I have Crohn's disease, and you say that over and over and over, your neurons are going to fire in that pattern. So what we need to do is change that neuronal firings. Imagine if every day you took 10 minutes, three times a day, sitting up, deep breathing, and you said, I am healthy, I am dynamic, I am strong, I am lean, I am sexy, I am brilliant, I am intelligent, I am vital. What if you said that 10 minutes, three times a day? What would those neurons in your brain fire? What if you started to do everything with this? I mean, to literally change your mental and emotional state before a business meeting or before meeting your family. What if you said, I am a great father. I am an honored by my family, my friends. I am before each word. I am enthusiastic. I am fulfilled. I am dynamic. I am enlivened. If you say that with enthusiasm, meaning, body posture, intonation, breathing, and volume, think of what you could accomplish. It's literally limitless, but getting that healthy mindset, and this is not positive thinking. No one can think positive constantly 100% of the time. That's delusional. But what you need to do is be able to master your neuronal connections in your brain, and those neuronal connections can actually be reformed by you. This is an empowering, vital component to health to rewire that brain. Prayer, meditation, neurolinguistic programming involving body posture, breathing, volume, and intonation. And if you got the opportunity, do this with the windows rolled up in the car on your way to work. And if you do it in public and you're walking around, I'd recommend you putting your left hand up to your left ear so people will think you're talking into a Bluetooth. Otherwise, they'll be looking at you like you plumb crazy. But because you can't really go up to the average person and say, no, I'm actually doing neurolinguistic programming to change the way my neurons and my brain fire so I can exhibit and express a consistent emotional state. And emotions are chemicals where my body responds on a cellular basis. If you tell that to the average person, they're going to say, wow, that is a brilliant person taking charge of their health. Pretty cool, huh? Yes, and you could do it. And you got to do it consistently, 10 minutes, three times a day. And this is whether you've had health challenges or not. But if you do this every day, you're going to be creating those neurons in your brain to wire together, just like practice and tennis. And that's going to make them fire together. And that's going to create this consistent emotional state that your body's going to be able to express health, express life, express love, which is exactly what we're here on the planet. You're going to express appreciation for others. You're going to be able to listen beyond the words to when a family member has challenges or a coworker has challenges. You're going to be coming at them with love, abundance, and understanding. And you can use this to create that mindset, which is vital for healing and vital for expressing life. Why? Because health is your natural state.